Simon & Schuster presents Only for the Holidays by Abiola Bello, read by Kenton Thomas and Neka Okoye. 1. Quincy, 8th of December. I've been in the supermarket for no more than 5 minutes when I hear, "Oh, Quincy!" I turn to see Mrs. Huntington, a 60-something white woman in a fur jacket who is decked out in pearls. Under the jacket, she has a powder blue shirt and a matching skirt. She owns the Huntingtons, a range of luxury cabins that she lets out here in the little market town of White Oak. "Hello, Mrs. Huntington. How are you?" I ask. I'm surprised when she rests a gloved hand on my arm. Her face falls, and for a second, I think she's going to tell me Mr. Huntington has died. He's been ill for years.
"I heard about you in Cali, dear."
And there it is. It's been a couple of months since we broke up, but word spreads fast, especially in somewhere as small as White Oak.
"What happened?"
She presses, taking a step closer and wafting a floral perfume in my face.
"You were together for years, weren't you? I always thought you were such a gorgeous couple."
I shrug like it's no big deal, but I can feel that familiar lump forming in my throat whenever I think of Callie. Despite everything, I miss her. How am I meant to move on when people keep bringing her up? Everyone wants to know why we broke up, but if I told them what went down, her reputation as a sweet and innocent girl would be ruined. God knows I've thought about spilling the truth, though. I bet if I told Mrs. Huntington what happened, she'd die from shock right here in the supermarket. "It just wasn't meant to be," I reply, then gesture at the full shopping basket in my hand. "Cameron's in the car, so I better go and pay for this."
"Of course, dear. Don't keep your brother waiting. I'm sure you'll find another lovely lady to take to the winter ball."
Then a voice goes up an octave.
"I'm so pleased your family are hosting it this year."
I force a smile, because even though I like Mrs. Huntington, I know from her voice that she's lying. The winter ball is a massive deal. It's held annually on December 23rd in the Renaissance ballroom of the Tudor Manor House that I used to think was a castle. Centuries ago, it was owned by a super wealthy family who left it to the town back in the 1800s. The winter ball has been a tradition ever since. My family are one of the few black families here, and no black family has ever hosted the winter ball before, despite my parents bidding every year to do it. This year, the committee agreed. "Yeah, we're very excited," I say cheerfully. I start to walk away and a gloved hand falls from my puffer jacket. "Say hi to Mr. Huntington for me." As soon as my back is turned, I roll my eyes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?